Is Daf Kuf Yud. So we last finished off talking about Zugos, having things in pairs, and today's Daf is all about Zugos. I shouldn't have to tell you this is not Halach L'maisa. Tosus already writes that these things, we don't have whatever these various demons are, don't exist in our countries. So it's not relevant, but it's interesting Daf, and we'll go through it. We'll learn it nonetheless. This is part of Daf Yomi, and I'm sure there's a lot deeper things here than I actually understand, but Either way, let's go through this. So the Gemara says in the top line here, Lo yaseh tzrach of etrei. So Gemara says from yesterday's daf, the person should not have tashmish twice. So Gemara asks, am I? Why? Nimlachu. Nimlach. We already alluded to yesterday that the person were to drink one cup of wine, let's say, and then he changes his mind, he wants to drink a second cup, you don't combine the two together. So that's Nimlach. He decides if he, from the beginning, wants to drink a lot of cups of wine and he ends up drinking an even number, that's a problem. But if he changes his mind, then we view them as independent. So a person, Yaseh Tzrach, a person has Tashmish, it's about changing his mind. So Amar Bai says, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Lo Yochal Trei, a person should not eat two items. V'yishcha Trei, and then drink two items. Lo Yaseh Tzrach, then having Tashmish after that, that poses a danger. Afil Pamachas, Dilma Chalish U'mitzrei, because he's very weak after having those Zugos of eating and drinking. That's what's referring to as being dangerous. So Gemara now quotes a brayse, Tanur Rabbanan, Shose Keflaim Dama Barosha. A person drinks double of anything, that's it's dangerous for him. So Amar of Yehuda, Amasai, when is this true? Bizman shalara pnei hashuk. If he didn't go out and see the shuk, I mean there wasn't any interruptions, he drank one shot and then another shot. Avara pnei hashuk, if he stepped outside and saw the face of the shuk, literally, he went outside somewhere, then harushus biyada, then he's allowed to because each drink is considered independent. So Amar of Ashi Chazina lay the Rav Chananya, Bar Bivi, the Achal Kasa, have enough v'chaza ape shuka. I saw once he ate something or he drank a cup. He walked outside and then he came back in, and that would not be a problem. For lo amr, this is only true ela lates laderech if he goes out to travel. But if he's still in his house somehow, it's not really considered leaving. That would not be allowed. Rashbam explains last three narrow lines. For lo amran demare le zugos ela lates laderech of alamar bebeisa les le bam. Sorry, all the way around. We only say it's dangerous to have zugos if a person goes out to travel, which is a person's going to be in a state of sakana when traveling. If he stays in his house, then he's not subject to any of the dangers of zugos. So Amar Rebbe Zeira, v'lishon kila lates laderech dami. If a person goes to sleep, that's dangerous. That's why we say yesterday we spoke about saying hamapil. So if a person goes to sleep having zugos, that's just like going out in the derech. Those are dangerous travels. So the Gemara then says further, Amra Papa, Latseis Labesa Kisei, Kilates Laderech Dami. If a person goes to the bathhouse, that's also just as dangerous. Their bathrooms were not in their houses, it was at some outhouse in a distant field. That was just as dangerous as going out Laderech. If a person had Zugos, he was in a state of danger. So the Gemara says to Abesa Lo, even in one's own house, it's not subject to Zugos. But don't we have a Maisa, Vaharava Manik Shure, when he would have cups of wine, he would count the beams in his rafters to make sure he wasn't having Zugos. But that was in his own house. So clearly, even in one's own house, there's a danger. Vabai, when Abai would drink, Kishasi, when he'd drink Chad Kasa, one cup, Mankile Ema, his mother would bring him Trey Kasi, Bechayad, they would hand two cups to make sure he always has an odd number. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kiava Shase Trey Kasi, when he would drink two cups, Manikale Shemaya, his assistant, would bring him Chad Kasa, would bring one cup to him, so he'd always have an odd number. And if he were drinking Chad Kasa, so Manikale Trey Kasa, his attendant would give him two cups, Betray Yadda in his both hands, in order to make sure that he's always keeping an odd number of drinks. And these all took place in one's own home. So Gemara says, Shiny Adam Chashiv. Adam Chashiv Shiny, when it comes to a person who's Adam Chashiv, like Rav Nachman and like Rava, so then they're even subject to the dangers of Zugos within one's own house. But a person who's not an Adam Chashiv, then the dangers only are when a person goes to travel, when a person goes to sleep, or a person goes to the bathroom. So Gemara now says two wide lines down. Amr Ula. Asar Kosos, Ein Ben Mishim Zugos. 10 cups are not subject to Zugos. Someone told me, yes, I won't say his name, but may I can if you want. He bought 11 clementines. I said, you'll see tomorrow, it's actually okay to have 11 clementines. That's fine, because he wanted to buy 10, but he didn't want to have Zugos, so he bought 11 based on the Gemara that we saw. But the Gemara says 10 is not subject to Zugos. Why not? It's an even number. So Gemara explains that again, Ein Behem Mishum Zugos. Ula Latame, Damar Ula said, Vamri others say, Levimasnisatana, Asara Kosos, Tiknu Chachamim Bebeis Avel. The proof is, we'll see why in a second, but the proof is that the Chachamim said that in a person, in a base avel, a person should have 10 cups of wine. Now, if one were to think, asar kosos yesh ben mishum zugos, that 10 is in fact a dangerous thing at zugos, how could they establish a takana that an avel should have 10 cups? If that's a dangerous thing, elamai, it must be, it's not subject to any zugos. Now, Rashbam points out here, that asar kosos ain ben mishum zugos v'kolshkein tvei, and certainly more than that. So once you've hit 10, 12, 14, 16, all that is actually fine according to this man damar. Now you figure out what that the reason is. So some explain here, because once you have 10 people, it's a minion, or 10 items, it's a minion, that's no longer considered zugos. That's you have a minion of whatever the item is. Again, I don't know how zugos work. Not many know how zugos work, but something about the number 10 is a chashuv thing. So then the Gemara says, aval tamne yesh ben mishum zugos. But having eight of something, 8 cups of anything, that would be subject to zugos. So the Gemara responds, Rav Chista, Rabba bar Rav Huna, Damri Tevayu, both of them hold, Shalom l'tova mitzdarif, l'ra lo mitzdarif. What's Shalom? So Shalom's in the Pasuk of Birchas Kohanim. It says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, v'yasem lecha Shalom. That's 7 letters. So 7 words, rather. So if you look at Rashbam says around 5 wide lines down, Shalom, Teva Shvisi, Dichsev Yisa Hashem V'gomer, the 7th word, Letova Mitztarif, Im Shasa Shisha, if you drink 6 cups, V'shasa Shvi, then you drink the 7th one, Mitztarif Levatel HaZugos, that's able to be Mevatel the Zugos, the 7th one, Avalo L'ra, Shem Yisha Ko Shmini Achrav, if you drink an 8th cup, after the Shalom cup, if you will, the 7th cup, Ein Shmini Mitztarif Ala Shvi LaHazik, the 8th cup cannot actually change the 7th cup. It cannot turn that into zugos. Visvarhu, kevin she birchan bishalom shuteva shviyas. It's the 7th word, 7th cup, ein shim hezek balam. So once you've gotten to the 7th cup, you're into the world of shalom, there's no more danger for a person anymore. Fine. Aval, however, shis, if a person drinks 6 cups, which are zugos, yesh ben mishim zugos, there is a problem of zugos. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Tavayel, they both hold them. V'chunecha, l'tova mitzarif, l'ra lo mitzarif. V'chunecha is the 2nd bracha of Birchas Kohanim. It says in the Pasuk, Yoy Hashem panem v'lecha v'chunecha. That's the 5th word. So the 5th cup could only be mitzarif l'tova, but that cannot be mitzarif l'ra, right? V'chunecha is l'tova mitzarif, l'ra lo mitzarif. Therefore, if a person has a 4th cup, and then you have the 5th cup, you're in Vichuneka. And then you have the 6th cup. The 6th cup cannot make the Vichuneka cup into Ra. So after really the 4 cups, you're good to go. However, about Arba, 4 cups themselves, 5th and 6th cup, that's fine and beyond. But the 4th cup is a problem. Aval Arba, Yesh Ba Mishim Zugos. That's according to Rabbi Rav Yosef. Abai V'Rava, they both hold Damar Tevayu. Vishmereka is the Tova Mitzarif. L'ra lo mitzarif. Vishmerecha is the first pasuk. V'yivarech Hashem vishmerecha. Vishmerecha tells us that the 3rd word, the 3rd cup's fine. So really, the 3rd cup is only mitzarif for the tova, not mitzarif for the ra. So once you hit the 3rd cup, the 4th cup won't be a problem anymore. So the only problem is really 2 cups is the really even number. Keflayim, as it said before, Hashosa keflayim dama barosho. So the Gemara then says, V'az the Rava l'tame, Rava says that the Rava afkina l'rabban barba kosos. V'afagav disazay grava bar Levi lo chashle the milsa damarhu mishum deosvin bepirka hava. So what happened there? Rava felt that's the explanation why Chachamim were able to establish dal kosos, because dal kosos is the vichuneka type of a cup. Once you hit vichuneka, which is the 3rd word, you're good to go. So 4 cups is completely fine. That's what he said. But don't we have a maisa? Afagav disazay grava bar Levi. He drank 4 cups and got injured. Lo chashle the milsa. Don't worry about that case. He was challenging me. I was giving a shir. He was asking questions during the shir in front of the tzibur. He was embarrassing me. That's why I got in trouble. That's why I got damaged for embarrassing me, but not because drinking 4 cups. What comes out from this whole discussion here is that the only thing is an issue is really 2 cups. 4 cups is vichuneka and vishmiracha, and 6 cups is vichuneka, and 8 cups is shalom, and 10 cups is minyan, and beyond that, everything's fine. Okay, that's what comes out from this Gemara. What to make of it again, I'm not really sure. So now, the Gemara says further. The Gemara quotes an interesting discussion that Amar Rav Yosef said, Amr li Yosef Sheda. Yosef was like the head demon, the head Sheda. And he says, Ashmedai Malka. Ashmedai was the king of the demons. The Sheda Mamonahu Daku Zugo. He's in charge of all the various Zugos. His name was Ashmedai. We have this Maisa. That was Shlomo HaMelech, the Maisa in Gittin. Ashmedai was the one he was involved with. The whole Maisa day took place. He put him in chains, told him where the Shamir was. He threw Shlomo HaMelech up and down, left and right, all over the world. Shlomo became crazy. So the Ashmedai Malka, the Sheda Mamonahu Akula Zugo. He's in charge of all pairs. Umalka lo ikre mazik. And a king is not a mazik. You don't call a king a mazik. He's in control. He takes care of the government. He makes sure everyone's good, whatever that means to be a king of the Shadim. But a king isn't called a mazik, and therefore there's no concern of any zugos. But then, ikadami, others say the lahagis are the opposite, actually. The adrab, Malka, raschana, who he's an angry king. Maide boy avid, he does whatever he pleases to do. Shehamelech parit gedir la'asos lo derech ve'ein mochin b'yadu. A king can say, I want to build a highway, I'm going right through your house, and you can't stop me. So he's able to do whatever he wants, because he has full control, full power, whatever he wants. So this machlok is whether or not zugos are considered dangerous, or not considered dangerous. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Amar li Yosef Sheda, Yosef the Sheda told me, betray katlinan, if a person drinks two cups, it could kill him. Barba lo katlinan, if a person drinks four cups, it won't kill him. However, barba maskinan, it will perhaps make him, injure him. Betray, bain b'shogi, bain b'mezin. If a person drinks two cups, whether they did it on purpose or just accidentally, he wasn't paying attention, it's going to be dangerous to him. But a barba, when we say four cups is dangerous, that's only b'mezin in, but b'shogi lo. If he drank it accidentally, four cups, he's actually exempt. He's going to avoid any type of injury. But if he does it purposely to have four cups, he will be in danger. So the ish dale, if a person forgets, v'ikre, v'nafik, ma'itekanti. He forgot how many he drank. And he's outside somewhere where it's dangerous now. So what does he do? What's the takana to protect such a person who's in danger? Linko zikva didei diyamina biyadei desmola. He should take the zikva, which is the thumb of his right hand, and put it in his left hand. And he should take zikva desmola, the thumb of the left hand, biyadei diyamina, put it in the right hand, and kind of do like that, to squeeze your thumbs in each other's hands, hold them that way. V'nei mahachin, you should say the following statement. Otun v'ana hatlasa. You and I are actually three. He's referring to some potential shade. If you hear the Amar Atinvana Harba, if you say no, we're actually four, so he's trying to one up you somehow. I'm not sure who the other people are, but there are other demons that are here. If he says we're four, we're really Zugos. If you hear him say that, you should say back, Neimale Atinvana Hachamisha. You and I are actually five. You always want the odd number. He said, no, we're actually six. Neimale Atinvana Hashiva, and we're seven, and keep going back and forth. You get the odd number, he gets the even number. Finally, one time, Hava Uvda, there was once a Maisa, a person did this, Ad Me'evachad, got to 101, at that point, Paka Sheda, the Sheda bursted, it blew up, and he was safe. Why 101? 101 is a significant number, it's the Gematria of Michal. Michal was the 101 type of Malach, whatever that means, so there's some deep thing, that's what a person should do. So Amar Meimar, Meimar says further now, Amri le Rishtina de Nashim Kashvanios, one of the heads of these women, these witches, if you will, the sorcerers, so he says, Hai man de pagebe benashim kashvanios. She explained once to Amemar that if you ever encounter one of these women who are kashvanios, who are these sorcerers, Neimahachi, say the following to them. Chare chamima, there's a hot excrement, bidikula barzaya, in some ripped basket, the pumaicha nashi de chashar, should go in the mouth of the sorcerer. So they should say further, karach karchaichi, let them expose your baldness, parach prachaichi, and let all your crumbs, which they use to do the mashchev, they should spread it out, and it should dissipate or fly away. And then, ibadur tavlunaichu, all your different herbs and spices that you use, let them disperse. Parachazika, let the wind blow, limurker chadasa, that your fresh saffron, dinaktida nashim kashvanas, that they hold on to, let the wind blow it away. You shouldn't have anything to make magic. Adchanani v'chanaynichi lo asino lego, my chen and your chen, never meant to be with each other, tried to avoid you, but however, hashid asa lego, but now I have encountered you, lego karchanane v'chanaynichi, let both your grace and my chen, let them cool off and let us not have anything to do with each other. The Marav in the West, lokapte azuke. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Marav has always referred to Eretz Yisrael, they were not machbid on zugos. They were not concerned with the zugos or any type of machshefa. Reb Dimi min Harda kapid, he was from Harda in Babel, and he was machbid. Afilu arushma l'chavisa. He was very, very particular about zugos, so much so, even on the listings, the lines in the chavis. The chavis, the way it used to work was, they had a barrel, they filled up the barrel with wine, they had markings to show how high it went up. So he's machbid that every line, you only mark the odd numbers of drinks, but not the even numbers. He was very, very machbid. And Hava Uvda, one time, Upaka Chavisa, one time, because he didn't mark them properly, one of the barrels actually exploded. So Klala Demilsa, the rule is, called the Kapeda, Kapted Bahadai, those who are very makbid and scared in particular about Zugos, then he's subject to, he's vulnerable to the dangers of the Zugos. Udilo Kapid, lo Kapti Bahadai, and one who's not makbid, it won't be affected by that. So that should be the mindset. This is what the Rambam writes. Don't pay attention. Ignore these types of things. Ignore the Shadim, and they'll ignore you. We're not saying it doesn't exist. The Gemara talks about it. It must exist. But as long as a person is not makbid on it, it won't affect the person. However, the Gemara does say, "Humil mechash mibay." You should be aware of what's going on, but don't be reckless about things. But a person should not be makbid of it. Just ignore these concepts, and that will protect the person. This is different than Tosa. Tosa says it doesn't even exist. Tosa actually said it doesn't exist where we live. It existed at some point in time in certain places. Maybe it does exist, but in our countries, apparently, it did not or does not exist. So then the Gemara says further, Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Shtei Beitim, Ushtei Agozim, Ushtei Kushurim, V'davar Echa, Davar Acher, Halacha Moshe Mishinai. He had this Masorah he learned from Eretz Yisrael, that if a person has two eggs, that's subject to Zugos, Shtei Agozim, two nuts, Shtei Kushurim, two cucumbers, and Davar Acher, one other thing, he didn't remember what the other thing was, is also subject to Zugos. This was Halacha the Moshe Mishinai. So this is about the Tiferes Yisrael wonders, is this really Halacha Moshe Mishinai, or this just simply has a din of Halacha Moshe Mishinai, but it's not actually Halacha the Moshe Mishinai. Either way, this is really the whole basis of the Gemara of Zugos, because Mistapke Lei Rabbanu were unclear, my nihu davar acha, what was this davar acha that he didn't mention? Right, eggs he knew about, cucumbers, he knew about nuts, but he wasn't sure about this davar acha. And since they weren't sure, Gazer Rabbanan Bechulu Zugei Mishum davar acha, because since that Daracha might be wine, it might be this, it might be that. There goes across the board, don't have any Zugos. They felt that it was dangerous. The Had Amarna, Asara, Tamya, Shisa, Arba, Ein Ben Mishim Zugei. That which we learned in Amr Aleph, that a pair of 10, 8, 6, 4 are not subject to Zugos. Lo Amarna, Elalinin, Mazikin. That's only with respect to causing any type of danger. Evalinin, Kshafim, Afil, Tuvanami, Chashim. In terms of just Stam causing a type of witchcraft, so even with pairs greater than 10 and above, there is concern of witchcraft. A person won't get endangered from this, but still, there can be some type of machshefa that takes place. The Gemara says, Ki yadahu gavr degarshu ledveso. There's once a maisa that a certain man divorced his wife. Azla insve lechenva. So she went and she married some store owner. Every day the husband would go to that very shop where his ex-wife married the owner of that shop, and he'd drink. Have a ka'avdi lake shafim, and the ex-wife would perform machshefa. It didn't affect him at all. Bishim the havi mizdahar benafshe bezugo. He always made sure that he would not have pairs. When he'd leave the bar, he'd leave the shop, he'd always have an odd number. Yom chada ishe tuva. One day he drank a lot. Lahava yadav kama shasin. Forgot how much he drank. Ad shitzer have a tzayel vizdar benafshe. Up until 16, he was aware what was going on and was able to keep count. But beyond that, mikan ve'elach, after the 16th shot, or 16th cup, lahava tzayel, he wasn't clear mind, v'lo izdar benafshe, he wasn't careful about having zugos. What happened was, apikte bezugo, he ended up leaving the store, having had drunk a pair of whatever, an even number of cups. Kiava azil gas be hahu taya, he came across a certain Arab, and amar le gavrak telahu dazo hacha. The Arab man said, there's a dead man walking here. Azil chapke ledikle, so the guy was very, very concerned, he got scared, he held on to a tree, and Tzavach Dikla Upakahu, and the tree burst, and the guy died. The guy blew up as well. So that happened because he had pairs. All right.
He was drunk also.
So Amar Rav Avira, Rav Avira said, Ka'aros v'kikaros ein bem mishum zugos. Plates and loaves of bread are not subject to zugos. Klala Milsa, the rule is, Kol shegamru b'dei adam, that which was complete by man, bread was made by man, plates were made by man, ein bem mishum zugos, that is not subject to zugos. Only that which was a gamru b'dei shemayim that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, like such as eggs and things of that sort, b'milei minei d'maychel, and in regards to food, chayshin, that's where we are concerned with respect to zugos. Chanus ein ben mishum zugos, when it comes to a store, we're not concerned with zugos. Rashbam says if a person has two cups to drink in a store, he says here, because since the store is not considered a makum kavias, he points out, as opposed to a bar, a place of drinking, a guy goes to the store, you go to, I don't know, Gourmet Glad, you drink a couple cups, it's not a place where a person drinks. So Zugos and Shadim don't hang out there, there's no issue. Nimlach, a person changes his mind, he wants to drink one cup, and decides to have a second cup, that's also Ein Ben Mishum Zugos, that's not considered as if there's a Ritzifus of drinking. Oreach ein be mishum zugos, a guest who drinks cups, since he never knows if the Baal Bas is bringing more drink, so each time another cup comes out, that's a new decision. He doesn't know what to expect. That's also not subject to zugos. And isha ein be mishum zugos, since women, Rashbam points out, don't drink a lot, so they don't normally also, we don't consider their drinking as pairs. They always think to drink one cup at a time. If they decide to drink a second one, that's no different than being nimlach. However, isha chashuva chashinon, then women who are isha chashuva, they apparently do drink a lot, that would be subject to zugos. So Amrev Chinina Breid Rabbi Yeshua, asparagus mitzdarif letova, ve'ein mitzdarif lera, just like we saw the other on Amr Aleph about the word shalom and vichuneka. So it's asparagus only helps, but doesn't cannot go against you. And then Amravina Mishmei de Rava, zuge lechumra. The person is not sure if whether or not he's mistopic, whether he had even or odd, he should be machmir. What that means is, Rashbam says, first wide line down, zuge lechumra, im eini yodea, im shasa zugos, im lav. If he wasn't sure if he drank a pair or not, or even or not, im lav, yishe, should drink another one. Vim shasa zugos, ho vidaita letzar from mitzar from letova, vim lo shasa zugos, kin nimlach, veinim etzar levra. So he explains that there's a dasa to have them combined. So now he added an odd one. But if it wasn't, if he didn't drink, so then it's like he made a new decision. Okay. Vamri la other say, le zuga lekula, it should be lekula. What would be lekula? Rashbam says, don't care about it. We had the klal. If you don't care about it, so don't worry. So if the guy drinks, just because he's caring, that shows he's machmir. If you dafka don't drink, I don't really care how many I had. Even if I had an even number, odd number, I don't really care. So you should dafka not drink to show that you're not machmir. If you're not machmir, the shaydim won't affect you. So Amr Rav Yosef says, further now, trey de chamre, v'chad de shichur lo b'mitzayif. If a person has two cups of wine and then drinks beer afterwards, so then that beer will not combine to the wine, because since the beer is inferior to the wine, we don't acknowledge the beer as adding on to the two cups of wine. However, trey de shichur, a person must convey himself to drink two cups of beer, v'chad de chamre, but then drinks wine afterwards, since wine is more chashuv, that wine is mitzayif, that amounts to three. And the Gemara quotes as a simonach, as a simon, as a mnemonic. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol mechuber lo, anything that's connected to something else, legabe tuma, mina chamer mimenu tame. If it's more stringent in terms of tuma, the more chamer, the more chashiv one will mitzdarif. But if mina kam mimenu tame, if it's less stringent, it's more makel. So here as well, if you start off with beer and then had wine is more chamer. Wine is more astringent, more significant, chashiv, it's mistarif. But if you start off with wine, and then you had beer, which is more inferior, that beer would not add on to the amount of cups of wine. So the Gemara then says, Amar of Nachman Amar Rav, Trey Kame Taka, V'chad Ataka Mistarif. The person has two cups of wine before the drinking of the, before eating at the table, and then he had one during the meal, so then you're combining, because the drinks during the meal is more chashiv, so that adds on to the drinks you had prior to the meal. But if you had one cup only during one before the meal, and two during the meal, lo mitzarif, and there you're not mitzarif, because since you had two cups of wine during the meal, that's more chashiv, you cannot add the less chashiv drink, which was before the meal. So maskevla rav misharshia, ata anun, the tikuna taka kabinan, we care about fixing the table. The tikuna gavrabina, we're trying to fix the individual. The gavra kabitakin vikai, the person's already taken care of. In other words, the whole question here was two and one and two. That's three. Right? There's three cups. We said odd is fine. There's no zugos even to speak of here. So that's not an issue. So what's the shiloh? Two and one and two? So the Gemara says no. Dechuliyama, everybody agrees. Treya taka, two during the meal on the table. The chala basar taka, and one after the meal. You cannot add the one after the meal, which means he only had zugos, and he's in trouble. Then, kiyahi ma'isa d'rabba bar nachmani, refers to Gemara b'matzir, where this happened. So we're talking about the drink afterwards. We have to know, because if it's not mitzarif, he ended up having zugos, he needs one more to combine it to make it into odd number. And finally, we'll finish with this, that Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mazik mitzarif, that which is diluted, you can combine all types of drinks, even though there's beer and wine. So since they're both diluted, even though they're the essence of them are both different, you can combine that which is mazug, chutz min ha-mayim, with the exception of water. Let's say, how do you dilute water? Let's say you have hot water and cold water, you dilute the hot water with cold water, but the same thing, that's not called diluted, that's just water. One's hot, one's cold, but that's all water. That's not called mazug, and cannot be combined to add cups onto the number of cups of wine or beer. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Mayim, even water is actually considered zugo, it's considered mazug if you dilute cold and hot. But Amar Rapapa qualifies Rabbi Yochanan and says, Lo Amar Ela Chamim Lago Kiri, or Kiri Lagav Chamimi, only cold and hot water, hot into cold water. But Chamim Lagav Chamimi, or Kiri Lagav Kiri, hot into hot, or cold into cold, lo, that's not called mazug at all. Okay, we'll stop here. We're not going to review today, but everyone have a wonderful day, and it looks like we're continuing this tomorrow as well.